Isaiah chapter 64. Oh, that you would split the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might flow down at your presence. As when the melting fire burns, the fire causes the waters to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. When you did terrible things which we did not look for, you came down, the mountains flowed down at your presence. Because since the beginning of the world men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, O God, besides you, what he has prepared for those who wait for him. You meet him who rejoices and works righteousness, those who remember you in your ways, indeed, you are angry. Because we have sinned. In those is continuance, and we shall be saved. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf. And our sins, like the wind, have taken us away. And there is no one who calls upon your name, who stirs up himself to take hold of you, because you have hidden your face from us, and have consumed us, because of our sins. But now, O Lord Jehovah, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are potter. And we all are the work of your hand. Do not be greatly angry, O Lord Jehovah, neither remember sin forever. Indeed, see, we ask you, we are all your people. Your holy cities are a wilderness, Zion is a wilderness, Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house, where our fathers praised you, is burned up with fire, and all our pleasant things are laid waste. Will you refrain yourself for these things, O Lord Jehovah? Will you hold your peace, and greatly afflict us?